Happiness is in the shoes you wear. A recent ad for shoes asks, "When was the last time you felt this comfortable in a relationship?" After all, it is easier to love a product than a person. Relationships with human beings can be messy and unpredictable. Our shoes never ask us to wash the dishes or tell us we're getting fat. This ad is meant to be funny. I suppose it might seem amusing, or at worst, tasteless. As someone who has studied ads for a long time, however, I see it as part of a pattern. Just one example of many ads that state or imply that products are more important than people. Ads have always promised us a better relationship via a product. Buy this, and you will be loved. But more recently, they have gone beyond that to promise us a relationship with the product itself. Buy this, and it will love you. The product is not so much the means to an end as the end itself. We are surrounded by hundreds, thousands of messages every day that connect our deepest emotions to products, that turn people into objects, and make our most heartfelt moments and relationships unimportant. Every emotion is used to sell us something. Our wish to protect our children forces us to buy an expensive car. A long marriage simply provides the occasion for a diamond necklace. A tearful reunion between a father and his daughter is used to sell us a phone system. Everything in the world, nature, animals, people, is just one more item to be consumed or to be used to sell us something. The problem with advertising isn't that it creates artificial needs, but that it takes advantage of our very real and human desires. Most of us want committed relationships that will last. We are not stupid. We know that buying a certain brand of cereal won't bring us one inch closer to that goal. But we are surrounded by advertising that connects our needs with products. Advertising promises us that things will deliver something that they never can. Most people feel that advertising is not something to take seriously. Although advertising has been studied more carefully in recent years than ever before, just about everyone still feels free from its influence. What I hear more than anything else at my lectures is, "I don't pay attention to ads. I just tune them out. They have no effect on me." I hear this most from people wearing clothes with logos. In truth, we are all influenced. There is no way to tune out this much information, especially when it is designed to break through the tuning out process. As advertising critic Sut Jali put it, "To not be influenced by advertising would be to live outside of culture. No human being lives outside of culture." Much of advertising's power comes from this belief that it does not affect us. Because we think advertising is trivial, we are less critical than we might otherwise be. But while we're laughing, the commercial does its work. Taken individually, ads are silly, sometimes funny, certainly nothing to worry about. But taken all together, They can cause us to distrust other people and harm relationships. Ads portray our real lives as dull and ordinary, commitment to human beings as something to be avoided. Because this kind of message appears everywhere, we learn from childhood that it is safer to make a commitment to a product than to a person, easier to be loyal to a brand. Many end up feeling attached to material objects, yet deeply distrustful of other human beings. In the world of advertising, relationships grow cold, people grow old, children grow up and move away, but possessions stay with us and never change. But possessions can't make us happy or loved or less alone or safe. If we believe they can, we are doomed to disappointment. No matter how much we love them, they will never love us back. Advertising creates a worldview that is based upon distrust, dissatisfaction, and desire. Advertisers aren't evil. They are just doing their job, which is to sell a product. But the consequences are often harmful. The story that advertising tells is that the way to be happy, to find satisfaction, is through the consumption of material objects.